Okay. Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. It's the closed circle. Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. 2, 4, 6, 8. 10 lines down. Ve'idach Mai. A couple of words into the line. 10 lines down. Ve'idach Mai. We discussed last time the bracha of Yetzer Or. That was the first of the two brachas that we say before Kriyat Shema. What's the second? So, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Avo Rabo. Okay, should sound familiar. Vechein Oiri Le Rabbi Elazar Le Rabbi Pidos Bre. Rabbi Elazar also told his son Rabbi Pidos, Avo Rabo. Okay. Now, Tanya Nami Hachi. We have another braisa that says, Ein oimrim avas oilam. We have a braisa corroborating this. You do not say avas oilam, elo avo rabo. Rather, you say avo rabo. So meanwhile, the Ashkenazim are in good shape. Rabbanan amri, but the other chachamim say avas oilam. No, you say avas oilam. That's now the Sfardim are making a comeback. V'cheinu oimer, and they base it on the pasuk that says, V'ahavas oilam avtich. I have loved you. I love you, an eternal love. Al kein mishachti chosed. And therefore, I draw grace upon you. So, we have a machloikis, which is the correct term to use. Av or abo, avtanu. You love us an immense love, or avas oilam avtanu. You love us an eternal love. This is machloikis. What do we do with this? So the Rif rules that no, you go with avas oilam. That's what the basis for the Sfadi minig, Nusuch Sfad, minig Sfad. The Ashkenazi minig is to draw a compromise. In the morning we say avar abba. At night we say avas oilam. The Maharal stresses that the truth is that both are things that need to be stressed. Avar abba and avas oilam. Avar abba is talking about the immense intensity of Hashem's love for us. Avas oilam is talking quantity-wise, that it's forever. Both need to be stressed very importantly. First of all, the fact that it's immense. We have to realize, we talk about avar abba in Hashem's terms, that's undescribable. It's important for us to realize. We start the day with Yetzer Or. Avar abba is a build-up of that. Any love that we ever experience in our life is just a drop in the bucket of Hashem's love for us. The way the Chavis Havavis puts it is, if you've experienced the parents' love is just a little bit of Hashem's love that he lets trickle through your parent because you need it. But the truth is, there's much more love than that. That's with Hashem Himself.
When you say you, do you mean only Jews in this system?
Yes. Yes, yes. Jews. So that's Avar Abba. Avas Oilam is the other aspect, and that is an eternal love. We have to realize that Hashem's love for us is completely immutable. It'll never change. All the notions about the Jews weren't good, so therefore replace them with somebody else. It's a complete misunderstanding of the very dynamics of the world. We've seen, right? We've seen the Maharal before Hanukkah, that the world is, Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael is the realest thing in the world. Everything else is just based around it. As soon as Hashem's bond with Klal Yisrael stops, if it could stop, the entire world would melt away. So therefore, as long as there's still a world around, it means that His love for us is still in place. This is a pasuk. It says, "Ka'ahorim yamushu v'agvois timuteno." The mountains and the hills will simply fall away. But my chesed for you, meaning my grace of you, will never depart.
Before we came, in anticipation of us coming, that the people was there.
What's that? Of course.
I mean, it was there before we came.
Well, what do you say?
I think he knew it.
Obviously, The world was not created so that there should be mountains. The world is created for us. Okay. So the truth is, this is a build-up. We start with Yotzer Or, right? First starts the day by seeing Hashem shining on him through the... shining his sun on him. Right? Like we discussed the other day, you're supposed to see Hashem's smile in the sun coming up. But the truth is, we build up with that. As much of Hashem's greatness, and as much as Hashem's favor you see in the shining sun, in the light, which is coming down with so much plenty, enveloping everybody, it builds up even more. Avorabba, Hashem chose us and gave us this Torah. Seeing the world around us is a means of connecting to Hashem, but when we receive Hashem's Torah, that's an even greater means. Okay. Now, Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now, we're going to move on, really, to the subject of Birkas HaTorah. The bracha that you make before Torah, kind of in a backdoor sort of way. Because really our subject is Ahava Rabba. But it connects to the subject of Birkas HaTorah. How's that? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hishkim Lishnois Ad Sheloi Korah Kriyashma. If a person gets up to learn before he says Kriya Shema, Tzorich Levarich, you have to say Birkas HaTorah. Mishekara Kriya Shema, but once you've already said Kriya Shema, meaning you didn't learn before Shachris, you didn't say Birkas HaTorah, you just stop in Shachris straight away. Now it's after Shachris, ain't Tzorich Levarich. You do not have to recite Birkas HaTorah. Shekvar niftar be'ava rabba. Because Ava rabba, the content of Ava rabba is all about Torah, that can serve in lieu of Birkas HaTorah. So therefore, if you did not recite Birkas HaTorah before davening, you can be yotze Birkas HaTorah with Ava rabba. Okay, so now already the Gemara shifts into a whole discussion about Birkas HaTorah. So we'll see. So first of all, the Gemara is not even really, there's no preamble here. The Gemara is kind of in a, it comes out that there's such a thing as Birkas HaTorah, right? The Gemara didn't even tell us that there's such a thing. Just the Gemara got from Ava Rabba into Birkas HaTorah. The way of introducing Birkas HaTorah is by saying, you know, you can sometimes be yoytze Birkas HaTorah through Ava Rabba. You said Ava Rabba before Birkas HaTorah, you yoytze with that. So, there's a premise here. The Gemara doesn't tell us. There is a concept called Birkas HaTorah. Before learning Torah, you're mechuyev to make a bracha, just like any other mitzvah.
If he hasn't yet recited
Birkas
Shema,
you're
assuming he's going to recite Shema in the proper time.
What's that?
You're assuming he's going to say Shema in the proper time.
Right.
So, he hasn't yet done it, he hasn't come to that time. So he's going to say Birkas HaTorah.
Right.
If he doesn't have time, now he's going to recite Shema in the proper time. He doesn't have to. That's almost assuming that he's going to recite. I mean, if he's going to recite Birkas HaTorah before he's going to
do it. What's
that? I don't know. You have to recite Birkas HaTorah before you start working.
Well, that's what we do. But it wasn't necessarily so. Meaning, Birkas HaTorah has to be recited before you learn Torah. We already fit it in to the brachas at the beginning of the day, but theoretically speaking, if a person is first going to be learning at 4 in the afternoon, he can recite Birkas HaTorah then. Theoretically. We do it already as part of the package of the morning brachas. We say all the morning brachas with Birkas HaTorah, and then we know we're set up for the day. But theoretically, there is such a thing as if a person l'maisa did not recite Birkas HaTorah before davening, yaitza l'tava rabba. This could have practical implications also. We'll see soon. Now, okay. What I want to do now is see the tesis on the side. Because there are some very important points here. It's a little bit of a strange sugya in the sense that we're getting into the whole discussion of Birkas HaTorah through a very side halacha. Sometimes it can be yaitza l'tava rabba, and then we infer from that, oh, there must be such a thing as Birkas HaTorah. But the truth is that this halacha, that you can be sometimes yaitze with Ava Rabba, sheds a lot of light on the whole concept of Birkas HaTorah. So before we even start the sugya, I want to just see this Tosfos here, which very much develops the essence of Birkas HaTorah in the halachic sense. I'll just start by asking a funny question. If you drink water in the morning, let's say I have a piece of cake in the morning, you make mezainis, right? Then, before in the afternoon, you want to have a piece of cake. Do you make another bracha? Sure, right? You make a bracha every time you eat. Every time you go to the bathroom, right? What about Birkas HaTorah? Person said Birkas HaTorah in the morning, then he went to work. Now, at 5 he comes home, he wants to sit down and learn a little bit. Maybe he should say Birkas HaTorah again. But we don't. We don't. But why is it different than all of the brachas? There's no bracha. Well, no bracha achroinah might or might not be connected to this. No mitzvahs have bracha achroinah. Bracha achroinah we don't make on a mitzvah. So, no bracha achroinah because no bracha achroinah. But, for example, tefillin. You take your tefillin off and you want to put it on later in the day, you make a new bracha. So, what about Torah? So, let's see Tosfos. What's that? You're just talking about the chiyuv of studying Torah every day. There isn't necessarily a directive to study Torah before you daven Shabbos. Not necessarily, no. Oh, that's an inyan, but it's certainly not a halachic requirement. It's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to do. When you're saying Uvalitzin, you're anyways not fulfilling that because you're saying it after the day is already broke. Right, so it's a good thing to do. No, we that's said in the context of a person should be learning every day. In a sense, Uvalitzin kind of accomplishes that. It also says about Kriya Shema that it kind of accomplishes that, but that's not connected to Birkas HaTorah per se. Note that we do learn every day after Birkas HaTorah. We say Yivarechecha Hashem Yishmerecha. That's Psukim. Then we say Elu Dvarim. That's a Mishnah. We do a very, very minimal amount of learning right after Birkas HaTorah just because we don't want it to be a hefsek. But that itself we're going to discuss now in Tosfos. How do we view Birkas HaTorah as far as the mitzvah goes? Sorry, as far as the bracha goes. You know that with other brachas, you do it again later in the day, you have to make a new bracha. What about Birkas HaTorah? So let's see. Tosfos shekvar nifta. Kvar nifta ba'av rabo, ad hilkach lemyunu lekulu. Okay. Birushalmi. Alright, see, Birushalmi? Yesh. Birushalmi has a qualification. We're saying that Avarabba can serve as Birkas HaTorah. A Yerushalmi adds a condition. Hodam rinon shekvar nifta ba'av rabo. When we say that you can consider av rabo to take the place of Birkas HaTorah, vehu sheshona al atzar. That's only if you learn immediately after davening. Meaning, we're saying that av rabo is going to serve as your Birkas HaTorah. After Birkas HaTorah, you have to learn. Right? So therefore, if you want your rabba to work as Birkas HaTorah, you must learn immediately after davening. Shaloman miyad ba'isimot. You must learn immediately in that spot. So this implies that there's an issue of hefsek. You say Ava Rabba, you didn't say Birkas HaTorah. You said Ava Rabba, you wanted to serve as Birkas HaTorah. You have to beware of a hefsek. If you're not going to learn immediately after davening, there will be a hefsek, it'll be an interruption, and you won't be yaitzeh.
Monday and Thursday,
somebody
gets up there
and
he makes the
Birkas HaTorah. What's that? Well, first of all, he would have to have a mind to be Yotziu. If he has a mind to be Yotziu, I don't know, maybe. But anyways, there are the other brachas also. That's only one of the three. We're saying that Abba Rabba can take the place of all three. So now, V'nisha la'arav Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok asked, Yerushalmi says that if you want to be yotze Birkas HaTorah with Av HaRabbah, you must learn immediately. That implies that we don't want a hefsek, right? So presumably it should be that way with all Birkas HaTorah. If you want to be Yoytze Birkas HaTorah, you must learn immediately, so as not to make a hefsek. So, what about us? We don't do that, he said. After we make our Birkas HaTorah, we go to work after Shachris, and it's only after midday that we come back to sit down and learn. Why don't we make a new Birkas HaTorah? We should make a new Birkas HaTorah when we sit down to learn. So that's the question, right? Every time you learn, you should make a new Birkas HaTorah, as long, once there was a serious interruption in between. Just like with eating, just like with anything else. The Heishivri. Ari answers, the Loikai Melon Koisei Yerushalmi. No, Yerushalmi said that you have to be careful about a hefsek, but we don't rule that way. There's no problem of hefsek with Birkas HaTorah. Hayel, the Gemara Shalonu Loi Amor. Because our Gemara said no such thing. So you do not need to learn immediately after Birkas HaTorah. Yes, Yerushalmi said it, our Gemara does not say it, and therefore there's no problem. You make Birkas HaTorah at 6 in the morning, even if you don't do any learning at all, and you first get around to learning at 4 in the afternoon, you're covered. The Oit. Now furthermore, he says, Afilu Lifia Yerushalmi. Even the Yerushalmi, that does require it, note that the Yerushalmi did not say that when you make Birkas HaTorah you must learn immediately. Yerushalmi said that when you say Ava Rabba and you want that to serve as Birkas HaTorah, you must learn immediately. Davka Ava Rabba, it's only Ava Rabba has that rule. Delayahavi Iker LeBirkas HaTorah, because it is not primarily Birkas HaTorah. Really, it's a different bracha. Just you can use it for Birkas HaTorah if you decide to. The Ika Ava Rabba lit Kriyash Manitka. Ava Rabba is primarily established for Kriyashma. Obishvil he ain't nifta mi Birkas HaTorah. So if you want to use Ava Rabba for Birkas HaTorah, you cannot be exempted from Birkas HaTorah with Ava Rabba. Elo im yilmoid miyad de gam lo yase hesech adas. Unless you learn immediately and you make no interruption. So therefore, Tosfos is saying no. Birkas HaTorah is different from all the other brachos. There's no problem of interruption. It can cover the whole day. Ava Rabba, there you have to learn immediately afterwards, but not Birkas HaTorah. Ava Birkas Asher Bocha Banu, when it comes to Asher Bocha Banu, the real Birkas HaTorah, or Birkas La'asik B'divrei Torah, the bracha of Lasek B'divrei Torah, Shehein Ikir LeBirkas HaTorah, which is the main Birkas HaTorah, Paiteres Kol Hayom, covers the whole day. So if so, Tosfos is basically not telling us why yet, but he's telling us something very novel. Birkas HaTorah is different than all the other brachas. With all other brachas, you can't have an interruption, you can't have a hefsek. Made a bracha on food, you have to eat immediately, and it doesn't cover for later in the day. Tefillin, tzitzis, etc. Torah is different. Torah, you can say Birkas HaTorah in the morning, learn 6 hours later, and it's fine. The question is, why is that? Vim Toima. So now is the big question. This is, here we're getting to a very fundamental point, which is, first of all, it's something we should know in and of itself, and it's going to have a lot of bearing on a lot of practical halachas. So Tosfos asks, Mai Shnami Sukkah? Why is this different from Sukkah, for example? Shetzorich levorich al kol sudo sudo leishiv basukkah. You ate breakfast in the morning in the Sukkah. You made leishiv, right? When you come back later for lunch, you got to make leishiv again. We don't say one bracha covers the whole day. Or in other words, this question should be asked in a broader way. With no other bracha doesn't work that way. Every bracha, you make a bracha, you gotta eat immediately afterwards, and it covers that eating. You wanna eat again later in the day, you have to make a new bracha. How come with Birkas HaTorah you make your bracha once in the morning and that's it? You're covered.
Maybe they can the Torah itself say you should be doing it all the time.
Good. What?
Maybe there's a difference between Torah, which is spiritual, and eating.
That's a difference, but what is the difference? Let's see. You might be right, but let's see. The Yesh Loima. And Tosfos says, listen to this. No. Birkas HaTorah is the same as all of the brachas. If you make a Hesach Hadas, meaning, if you distract yourself from the issue, you would have to make a new bracha. But it's not relevant. Why? Shani Torah. Torah is different. She'enoi miya'esh datoi. A person never distracts his mind from Torah. A person never takes his mind off Torah. It's very different than food. After you finish breakfast, you finished until lunch. But with Torah, you never finished. What? 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. Let's see, let's see, let's see. They call Sha'a Adam Mechoyiv Lilmoy. Because people are obligated to learn all day straight. The Ksiv, like it says in the Pasuk, Ve'agisa Bayoimam Volayla. You shouldn't toil in it day and night. Vahavi Kma Yoshev Kolayim Veloyhevsik. And it's as though you're sitting all day without interruption. Now let's know, Tosfos is not saying that you are sitting all day. That's not what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying, even though you're not, it's okay. Why? Because there's no Hesach Hadas. You never take your mind away from the Torah. The way the other Rishonim say this, basically the same idea, is that it's naturally understood that a Jew's default state is learning. And look how halachically sound this is. The Mamish basing the halachas of Birkas HaTorah on this assumption. A Jew's default state is learning. And the way the other Rishonim put it is that yes, even when you go and you get busy with other things, the whole time you're just trying to finish in order to get back to your learning. That's the natural assumption. That's the natural state of a Jew. And therefore, there's never a reason to say Birkas HaTorah again, because you never took your mind off it. So what if you slept during the day? Okay, we'll see. Now, continue learning. Okay. So we'll have to discuss all these things. But Tosfos is putting down a very, very fundamental principle. This is basically what all the Rishonim across the board say. The reason that you only need to make Birkas HaTorah once in a day is because a Jew, natural state of a Jew is his mind is on his learning all day long. Even when he goes and engages in other things, he's in his mind, he's ready to come back, and therefore there's no Hesach Hadas. So the Olam is asking a few good questions. And a person goes to sleep at night, it's the same thing. Why do you make a bracha again the next morning? Okay. Now, okay, I want to skip the next little bit. Tosfos gets into some of the particulars of Sukkah. I want to skip that. But a few lines down, about 12 lines down, he continues. V'hatzorfatim. See a few more lines down, in the middle of the line. V'hatzorfatim. See that? Okay. Yeah, the French. Got it? There. Now Tosfos says, Vatsorfatim, the French, Nagu loima psukim ubirkas kohanim. They have this minik. After they say Birkas HaTorah, they say some psukim. They say Yivarechecha Hashem. Anybody heard of such a thing? You do. So do I. It's in the Sidurim. Ve'elu dvarim sha'odam. Sorry. Ve'gam elu dvarim she'en laim shiur, she'i mishne. They also say Mishnah elu dvarim she'en laim shiur. They make a point of learning after Birkas HaTorah. They say Varechecha, they say Ludvarim, they say Mishnah, Braisa. Because of this Yerushalmi that says you have to learn immediately. But this is not necessary, as we already discussed. meaning there's no such thing as hefsik by Torah, and therefore really it's not necessary. You make your bracha at 6 in the morning and it covers you for any time throughout the day. Okay, so Tosis is presenting their position very strongly. And now we have to address all these questions. So what happens if what happens if a person comes and confesses, you know what, I'm not that type of guy. When I go to work, I forget about learning. Or when I leave shul in the morning, I'm finished for the day. I don't sit down to learn again. I do have a hesek hadas. So what happens if one day I suddenly decide something comes over me and I decide I am going to sit down and learn before the afternoon? Taisa's reasoning doesn't seem to apply. What will we say then? Will we have to make another bracha? So the truth is that there's two understandings in the Rishonim. The truth is, the Rush puts it down, he was misupik. He said, I'm not sure. There's two possibilities of how this works. Either the pshat is that yes, a person really has to make a new bracha each time he sits down to learn. Just generally, people don't distract their minds from learning. Therefore, most people don't have to make a new bracha. But if you have a guy who does, he would have to make a new bracha. I mean, most of us, right? Or the Rush says, and this is basically the approach that's taken by many Rishonim. No, it's not that it depends on each person. Since the way Torah is meant to work is that you're busy with it all day long, and even when you step out to do something else, it's in order to get back to your learning, that's how Chazal set up the bracha. Well, it doesn't make a difference if you happen to have, yes, distracted your mind from learning. The way Chazal set up the bracha is as appropriate for the mitzvah. And since the mitzvah is a mitzvah that's meant to continue throughout the day, and the mitzvah is such that even if you do go away from it, you're supposed to be with your mind on getting back to it. So therefore, since that's the form of the mitzvah, Chazal established the bracha as appropriate for the mitzvah. And therefore, you only make the bracha once a day.
Realistically, most people, I mean, even back then, most people, they were working on forums, they were in whatever they were doing, unless they were learning guys. Once they were out in the field, that was it.
Oh, so first of all, not necessarily.
Meaning
people were certainly
working with the
animals. No, that's not what we're saying. We're saying he's going out to work for 8 hours, and when he's at work, he's going to be very busy with his mind on the field. But his mindset is, I want to finish so I can get back to the mismatch. That's how the mindset was in earlier times. When people had free times, that's what they did. That was Jewish culture in earlier times. There was no other pastime. Pastime was tired. Therefore, yes, they were busy working, etc. They worked very hard. It wasn't an 8-hour day in those days. Working day was, you know how it was. It was from Netzach Hama until dark. It was a 12, 13-hour work day. But the mindset always was, I'm going to finish working and I'm going to get back to my learning.
So,
in earlier times, yes.
What is earlier?
I can't tell you exactly.
Say in the days of the Gemara? Or?
In the days of the Gemara, it was certainly so. And even in the days of the Rishonim, even in the days of the Achronim. About Victor Miller used to describe in Europe, in Lithuania, where he was. He said that people were out working. It wasn't an all-day schedule. It was an all-week schedule. People were out for the week. They were out, left the town. They were busy pedaling or doing whatever they were doing. They came back home Thursday night. So people came back home, they went home, and shortly afterwards the Bate Medrash filled up. And people sat until very late at night. People that hadn't opened the Sefer the whole week. Thursday night they were finally back. It was like a spring that you let loose. So he walked into the Bate Medrash. You would see volumes of Chosh and Mishpat that were worn, not by Rabbanim, by these people. that was how the Jewish mindset was. You see? The wives did a good job, but we're not going to get into a full historic study right now. But the point is that yes, initially the way the Jew looked was a person who was headed for his learning. They didn't have the distractions that we have today. So now, there are a few understandings in the Rishonim of exactly how this works, and this has a lot of practical implications, all the things that were raised before. Rabbeinu Tam has the most extreme approach. Rabbeinu Tam says, the way Chazal set it up is, yes, since Torah is one continuous mitzvah that goes straight throughout the day, they made it that there's one bracha a day. Meaning, he says that with these types of mitzvahs that are really continuous, Rabbi Nachami raised a good point, if so, you shouldn't make a bracha every day either. Because you go to sleep at night, why are you going to sleep? In order to get up and continue learning. So Rabbeinu Tam said, what's that? Exactly. Rabbeinu Tam says, so therefore they established it by the day. Person wakes up in the morning, it's a new beginning. And therefore, every morning you say Birkas HaTorah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't matter what you did throughout the day. Even if you slept for 3 hours during the day, it doesn't matter. And no matter what you did,
the day is one unit.
The day is a unit. And that's that. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam says even more than that. Rabbeinu Tam says, even if a person goes to sleep at 9 at night, wakes up before dawn, he won't make a bracha if he wants to sit and learn, because the day isn't finished yet. You only make it in the new morning. Now, the Paiskim don't accept that approach. The approach is a little bit more modified than Rabbeinu Tam puts it. But Lemaisa, there is a certain lack of clarity that has a lot of halachic implications, and this is very relevant to us on a daily basis. So again, we have that question. Is it because we assume that a person doesn't distract his mind from learning? Or is it that we said no? Chazal said that since Torah is meant to be learned all the time, so the bracha covers you for how long? Not for a full day like Rabbeinu Tam said, but until the next time you wake up. Until the next time you wake up. That's how most places can put it. Until the next time you wake up. Therefore, if a person, for example, goes to sleep in the middle of the day, he should, presumably, make a new bracha. When there's something that's a real, full-fledged Hesach Hadas, or let's say if a person goes into a situation that doesn't allow you to learn Torah, like you said before, a person goes into the bathroom, that's a true Hesach, because you're not allowed to learn Torah. So, what's that? We'll see. You're not allowed to think Torah in the bathroom, but something close, we'll see. So a few of the questions that are lemaisa that we have to analyze in light of what we just discussed is, first of all, yes, what happens if a person took a nap during the day? What happens if a person went to the bathroom, let's say? Or, here's another flip side of the question, what happens if a person was up all night? We said if a person was asleep at night, he wakes up in the morning, everyone agrees that you make a new bracha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, because it's a new day. According to the other place, because you slept. What happens if a person was up all night? These are a few questions that has to be, right, Shavuot? These are a few questions that have to be addressed, each one on an individual level. So, Lamaisa. Yes, what we're saying is that generally, a person's different activities don't necessitate a new Birkas HaTorah, because we say, your default mindset is trying to get back to learning. But what happens with these real hefsekim? So let's first of all talk about a nap in the middle of the day. If a person has a serious nap in the middle of the day, the general consensus of the poskim is that he does have to make a new Birkas HaTorah when he wakes up, if he wants to learn more. That's the general consensus of the poskim. Yet, the minig... What's that? The general consensus of the definition of a good nap is half hour. Half hour, yeah. What?
Half hour or more.
Or more, yeah, at least a half hour. Now, what? Just a minute. What's that? Okay. So that's the most place can hold. If you had a nap in the middle of the day, you wake up, that's mamish a new start. You have to make a new Birkas HaTorah. Yet, the minig is not. The minig is not. What's that supposed to be? The Mishnah Berurah says it gets very ambiguous, but the Mishnah Berurah says that since at the end of the day there is this opinion that you never make a new Birkas HaTorah on that day, when it comes to making more brachas, you know there's a general principle of Safek brachas lahakel, when in doubt you don't make a brachas, so even though we really don't follow this approach, Rabbi Natan's approach, once a day and never more, still the Mishnah Berurah says that even though essentially the halacha is that when you wake up from a nap you should make a new Birkas HaTorah, the minig is not to. Take that as you will. it's one of those halachic phenomena. That's the way it works. Yet the Mishabura does say that if a person does, it's fine. So, in other words, it's a little confusing. Really, essentially, you should make a bracha when you wake up from a nap. The custom is not to, but if you do, it's okay. We'll add that the Vilna Gaon, the Gaon holds that you should. But that's what makes the Mishnah Berurah's bottom line. The meaning is not to, but it's the type of thing that if you do, it's okay. What? The Shulchan Aruch also, he presents both opinions. But he himself leans toward the opinion that you should have to make a new bracha. But again, the general approach of the Poskim is, really, you should make a new bracha, but yeah, meaning is not to. What's that? Kind of, yeah. Yeah, a little bit ambiguous, but there are some such halachic phenomena.
I know you probably answered this already, but when you're referring to making a new bracha, which bracha is specifically talking about?
Oh, so you're asking, which bracha are we talking about? So the truth is, really, we're talking about Kriyas Torah, it means the whole set. But here, the Mishnah Berurah says a little bit of a subtle difference. I'm going to throw another factor into this discussion. So we're saying it's getting a little fine here, right? Really, you should make a bracha, but there's a minig not to, because we don't play around with brachas. Now, there is an opinion, put it this way, a significant number of authorities will hold that Birkas HaTorah, unlike all other brachas, almost all other brachas, is a chiyuv de'oraisa, meaning it's biblically required, learned from a pasuk. If this is the case, then when you have a question of brachas, suffic brachas, you should make the bracha. But this gets even more confusing. Hold on to your seats. Suffic brachas, generally, we don't make a bracha. If it's daraisa, you do. But here it's a machlokes whether it's daraisa. So therefore, it's a suffic what you should do in a case of a suffic. So it really doesn't get us out of the dark at all. Right? Suffic whether here the rule of that in case of a doubt don't make a bracha, it's a suffic whether it applies here. So in other words, it's a jumble. It's a jumble. But like the Mishnah Berurah says, when you do have a suffic brachas, it might be a good idea to just make at least the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu. So therefore at the end of the day what we'll say is as follows. After all this, I just want to make it clear that it is very gray, so that even though I am going to give a certain bottom line here, the bottom line should be qualified with all the gray that we've discussed. When you do take a nap in the middle of the day, when you wake up, there is room to say Asher Bachar Banu. No, you'd say Yivarech Echa, but no other brachas. So it's room to say Asher Bachar Banu.
What if he didn't? What if he took that nap? And then you dive in Mar.
Okay. Good. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, I'm gonna repeat what he said. So Mishnah Berurah says as follows. We have this situation, a guy took a 3-hour nap, woke up, he's in this kind of gray situation. So, you can either decide that you'll make Asher Bachar Banu, then you're okay. Or you can decide that not, you're also okay, you're keeping with the minute. Right? But the Mishnah Berurah says, keep in mind what we just learned before, that Ava Rabba can take the place of Birkas HaTorah. So therefore, when you reach Ma'ariv, when you say Ava Soilom, which is the same as Ava Rabba, intend that you should be Yotze Birkas HaTorah with that. And that way, you've covered yourself. So, if you took your nap, and you want to follow the approach of not making a bracha when you wake up, you're encouraged when you reach Ma'ariv that when you say Ava Soilom, have in mind that that should be like Birkas HaTorah, and then learn a little bit right after Ma'ariv. Then you've covered yourself. Okay, everybody still with me? Okay. That's as far as a nap during the day. So what do we come out with a nap during the day? Basically, do whatever you want, and you are okay. And in case you decide not to take the bracha, it's good to have it in mind by Ava Soilom, by Ma'ariv. Okay, that's as far as taking a nap during the day. What about if you were up all night? That's the next question. What if you were up through the night? So if you were up through the night, once again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you make a new bracha in the morning because it goes by the day. But as we've already discussed, the general consensus of the Pesukim does not follow Rabbeinu Tam. It goes by when you wake up. So therefore, if you're up throughout the night, according to most Pesukim, you do not make a bracha in the morning. You do not make Birkas HaTorah. Therefore, practically speaking, if you are up throughout the night, the thing to do is try to be Yotze Birkas HaTorah with somebody else. However, here also, we have to make things a little finer. Rabbi Akiva Eger comes with a genius twist. Most people who are up straight throughout the night napped the day before. To be up straight throughout the night without napping is unusual, right? So Rabbi Akiva Eger says as follows. If you napped, then there's already a good possibility that you should be making the bracha, right? But you followed the minute, you didn't. Now that you've been through the night, the possibility that you should make the bracha is even more enhanced. That's already enough to make the bracha. What's that? Yeah, after you've been through a night, you've napped in the day, which already tips the scales almost in favor of making a bracha. Now you've also been through the night, it's already the next morning, the scales are already tipped, you can make a bracha. So therefore, bottom, the truth is a little more to that. Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's not just tipping scales. Rabbi Akiva Eger makes a cheshbon and the mamash comes out absolute. If a person was up all night without sleeping the day before, he has a question. Should be into somebody else. But if a person slept during the day and then was up throughout the night, he can make Birkas HaTorah comfortably. So therefore, that's our bottom line, halachically. If you were up all night, if you did not sleep the day before, be yotze with somebody else. Or, have it in mind when you say Abba Rabba. If you did sleep the day before, you can say Birkas HaTorah comfortably.
And you slept the night, you slept before, later.
What's that?
And you slept the day before.
Then lemaisa we paskin that in any case. Once you slept at night, in any case you can make the bracha. Even if you wake up, even if you go to sleep at what's that? You can make Birkas HaTorah. Yeah. Once you slept at night, you waking up after having slept at night, you can make Birkas HaTorah in any case. For other brachas. But not for Birkas HaTorah, unless people haven't slept the day before. For Birkas HaTorah, if you slept the day before, you can make it even if you're up all night. Okay. Now, one last point to discuss is what happens if a person went into a situation that really constituted a hefsek in learning. We're saying that why does one bracha cover the whole day? Because the whole day is supposed to be busy learning. What happens if you went to the bathroom? Some people do that throughout the day. So, what happens if you went to the bathroom? In the bathroom, you're not allowed to be learning. Wouldn't that constitute a hefsek? So, the Shulchan Aruch says no. Why not? Because. So, the Mefarshim give two explanations of why going to the bathroom does not constitute a hefsek. First of all, the Mefarshim say, even in the bathroom, certain halacha is relevant. Right? There are halachas that apply to the bathroom too. Right? So therefore, you have to be thinking about those also when you're in the bathroom. So, it's not called that you have to stop your learning. You're busy with halachas in the bathroom. You have to shut your mind off for other halachas. But you're busy with halachas in the bathroom. But besides that, what's that? If you're going to do them, you're thinking about them in a minimal level. So you're thinking about them in a minimal level. You can't do it without thinking about it. What's that? You can't do anything without thinking about it. You can't do anything without you think about it, just in a very habitual way. Some thought. Okay. So therefore, the ma'isa, no, we don't make. Well, everybody knows that nobody's ever made a Birkas HaTorah after coming out of the bathroom. Okay, we'll move on. Now we'll actually approach the subject of Birkas HaTorah. What? No. Okay. Oh, so by the way, just this last point about this Indian that we saw in Tosfos. The Tosfos says that a hefsek b'chol is not a problem. They say if you make brichas haTorah, you don't really need to say a varach hacham immediately afterwards, because there's no problem of interruption after brichas haTorah. Say brichas haTorah, you learn only 3 hours later, that's fine. L'maisa, that the poskim don't accept either. They say yes, brichas haTorah does cover the whole day, but you do have to learn immediately afterwards. The Tzorfatim, those French people, are right. You do have to. You see, make Yivarecha Hashem. Everybody after Brichas HaTorah, we say Yivarecha Hashem and Elu Dvarim. That's your learning. You do have to make a point of learning immediately afterwards. It's like anything else, in that sense, that if you don't learn immediately after the bracha is in vain. So you must learn immediately after the bracha, and then you're covered for the rest of the day for the reasons we discussed.
Isn't there in some sitters later on? I thought some sitters Elu Dvarim before.
No. Not before Brichas HaTorah. Unless it's a misprint.
Is it about Asher Bach Habonah?
What?
Which prophet?
Asher Bach Habonah, yeah. Okay. Now. You are. You say Yivarech HaKha right afterwards.
Yeah.
That's for that purpose. The reason they stuck Yivarech HaKha in there is that's your learning. You learned a little bit of Chumash, a little bit of Mishnah, and a little bit of Braisa. Right? Yivarech HaKha is your Chumash. What? Birkas Kehanim, that's Chumash, right? Eilu Dvarim Shein Lam Shir is your Mishnah, and Eilu Dvarim Shein Odom Eichel Perosem Boilam Azeh is a Braisa. You had already a little learning session. See, you didn't even realize it. They stuck learning into your schedule. They snuck it in. Huh? Yeah. Okay. Fine. Omar Avuna. So now, what exactly necessitates Birkas HaTorah? So Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Lemikra tzorich levorech. If you're going to be learning Tanakh, Psukim, you have to make a bracha. Meaning only if you're learning the most Torah in the most direct form that we received it from Hashem. Lemedrash ain't tzorich levorech. Once you're learning Medrash, which expounds the Psukim, you don't have to make Birkas HaTorah. Tanakh, yeah. Yeah. What's that? I don't know. Rabbi Elazar Omar, Rabbi Elazar says no. Lemikra ule Medrash tzorich levorech. No. Mikra, meaning Psukim, and also Medrash, which expounds the Psukim, you have to make a bracha. Le Mishneh ain't tzorich levorech. But Mishneh does not require a Birkas HaTorah, because Mishneh is already not the Psukim, it's not even expounding the Psukim. It's separate traditional law. But we only make Birkas HaTorah on the actual Torah. Let's see, we're not finished yet. Let's see. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Af le Mishne nami tzarech levarch." You do have to make Birkas HaTorah on Mishnah as well, because Mishnah is just as divinely transmitted as the Psukim. It's all from Sinai. Aval le Talmud ein tzarech levarch. But for Gemara, you do not need to make a bracha. Why? Because Gemara is already something else. Psukim, the Mishnayis. What is Mishnayis? It's Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the oral tradition that was mamish handed down together as one package with the Psukim. But Gemara is already humans figuring it out. That doesn't necessitate Birkas HaTorah.
Does that mean it's less of a mitzvah to learn Gemara than Mishnah?
No. It doesn't mean that it's less of a mitzvah. But it does mean we're making a bracha on the Torah we received from Hashem. This is already terror that we developed. Well, let's see. We're not finished. Let's see. The Rava Omar, Rava says, Af le Talmud tzorich levorech. No, for Gemara also you must make Birkas HaTorah. And Rashi says, on the contrary, Gemara is actually our main means of connecting to Torah, because that's what translates it into our language. The Chumash, psukim, even mishnayis, you can't do anything with it. They don't teach you anything lamaisa. You have to put it through the whole processing of the Gemara in order to be able to get anything out of it. So on the contrary, Rashi says, Gemara, as far as we're concerned, Gemara is the main Torah. That's the main thing that actually connects us with Hashem's will. The psukim is just the beginning of the process, but it has to be developed through the Gemara. So certainly, we make a bracha for everything. What's that? Yeah, including measures. Therefore, lamaisa, at the end of the day, we say we make a bracha for everything. So in other words, the question here is, do we only make a bracha on what we actually receive directly from Hashem? Or do we make a bracha on, at the end of the day, our Torah? Our Torah. And the conclusion is that yes, you make a bracha on every form of Torah. The Oma Avchir Ba'ashi, as Avchir Ba'ashi said, Zimnin Tzagin Havakayim Nekamei D'Rab. Many times I was in the presence of Rab, Litznuye Pirkin B'Sifra D'Bei Rab. He was going to give us a shir in Sifra. V'Ava Magdim V'Kamoshi Yodei. And he would first wash his hands, U'Barich, and he would say Birkas HaTayra or Masni Lam Pirkin. And he would give the shir. So here we see that yes, even for a shir in Gemara, you must recite Birkas HaTorah. What's that? Well, he was doing it because he was doing it first thing in the morning. He was doing it until he died for the morning. He was doing it, you see, later in the Sechta, that it was before the davening even, this shir. Okay. Fine, we'll stop here. Next time we're going to actually see, okay, we already knew the secret, but next time we're going to see which brachas you actually make. That holds an awful lot of profundity for us. We'll see. Bezus Hashem. Now we covered the halachic element of it.